Hey guys, on today's episode, I'm going to be interviewing a visionary videographer, but like more on that later. Remember last episode where everything was so crazy, safe? I remember we're supposed to report one school. Those guys were turning their students to prisoners, giving them stupid food. You guys take, you know, we're supposed to take it to 100 streams, so we're very close. Thank everybody that even like listened and everything and shared to their friends. But we need to break that 100. We need to break the 100. So please, guys, keep sharing. Let's drag these guys. Like, they must pay. With this generation, people must pay. Do you understand? So, guys, this is the beginning of episode 2. Peace out. Hey guys, welcome to episode 2. I'm your host Young, and here today we are going to be interviewing a videographer. For people who don't know what a videographer is, it's basically like the technical term of saying a director. Do you get? So videographers make shoot videos, like edit videos, you know, add effects, write storylines, like storyboard it, all those kind of things. So here today we are coming. Like, this is, we've not been able to do this for like how many years, guy? For like so long. So, with that, I want to welcome Mr. Terracotta, the visionary, missionary, artist supreme. Artist supreme.
Hyping me like I'm not doing your own big shit. Come on. No.
How now? Please, no.
Fashion, art, music, NFT coming up. Yo, come on now.
Okay. Shad, no, that was, you know. Hush. So, yeah, how have you been, man? Like, what have you been doing, like?
All right, you guys, been years now, like what, 4 years? Like what, 4 years? 4 years now?
Yeah, I think so. Wait, has it been?
Yeah,
2017. Why 2021?
Christ.
Is it 2017?
It's the same period, like December 15th or so now.
Damn, that's crazy.
It's four years.
Man. God, that's a long time.
That's it.
Like a small baby has grown. You get someone that's 1 year, she has started disturbing people and breaking all the things in the house. So, yeah, man, what do you think about, like, Afrobeats right now? Do you have enough time to, like, really check on the culture and see everything that's happening?
I've checked on the culture, like, my career depends on it now. I have to try my best to keep up now. So,
things are, like, Wizkid, you know,
man,
CK, like that kind of crazy.
Like this is our best season yet,
bro. Like
this is our best season yet.
So, what would you say? Like, when was the point where you were like, okay, guy, we've actually Afrobeat had actually gotten there? You get? Because everybody, we've been like building up to it.
We've been up for a while.
Yeah, to all this. Songs like even from Mr. Easy too brought that London
vibe.
So when was the moment that you were like, okay?
I'm guessing it was around that time that street music stopped being like our major music.
What, like, do you mean street music?
There's time when these that was like even before Zlatan and Nairman.
Oh, okay.
The Shoki days.
Yeah, think, actually street music, like, was, yeah, very,
well, once we left those, like,
I think just Yoruba rap.
Yeah. You get what I mean? Shakiti Bobo, you know those, yeah, those times. So like once we moved, and the next time the people that came out another time, was like 2014, 2015, I think.
Like 2016. Is it people that had hits that year?
Yeah, I think that was when Mr. Easy came out too, now. 2016, 2017.
Yeah.
Like then our tempo now like reduced.
Yeah,
it wasn't as fast as
people were running before.
Yeah, people were in that seat too much again. So it's not like just vibe.
It was not like that kind. beach vibe, yeah, you know, like that Caribbean Afro.
Yeah, we just started like, you know, that was when we just started like
pushing. So you say like 20, but like was there something you thought of, or was there something you saw, or was there like maybe something an artist posted, maybe it's a place somebody sold out, or like a song, like there has to be one point where you just reason and be like, wait,
not true,
we are actually competing with like the biggest this thing in the world. You get,
I think,
like,
when the old O2 Craze started.
O2 Craze,
yeah, like think 3 years ago, I mean, Nigerians care about O2 Arena.
Oh, yeah, now like everybody's eye now,
yeah,
is on O2.
Everybody's eye is on O2 now. It's like, I think who was the first artist to sell out O2?
Whiskey did Starboy first. It was basically like, let's just say for what it is, like an Afro beats festival that like Whiskey's company organized, basically.
Okay.
But like he would headline in it, obviously, now, because like most of the people still want to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that kind of thing. He sold out in 2018. Then I think Davido now sold out in 2019. Then like it was just crazy from there. Like after Whiskey did it, Davido was like, my brother did this, me so I can do it. Davido did his own, bam. Like joke,
yeah,
like joke.
I think that was when they were testing, okay, yeah, can we actually,
yeah, like,
and then boom, okay, Mad, we can.
That's what, if you notice, that's what Burna Boy is doing right now. Burna Boy
that was another point. Like while that was happening, that was another point when Ye Blue.
When Ye Blue. Which country is it? Did you think Ye was like,
I think Sweden, or where was it, Sweden, or I think the people, you know, you know what happened now, like they weren't looking for, that was when this guy's album came out, Kanye West album.
Oh yeah.
So like,
people were searching for that.
So like when they also like, they didn't even like look at the album and they also say, okay, yeah, let me just play it. Like, you know, most people just do things that absent minded. Wait, this is not Kanye West now, but like, hey, but who is this?
I said that's what happens.
You get what I mean? Like that's what happened. Like, you know, like when they linked up now, like I think like they linked up and like,
yeah, that's
like
crazy.
Burna was like going, sorry for the misunderstanding or whatever. Like the whole people mistaken. Like, I mean, that means like Burna basically owes Ye some of his streams now.
Burna definitely owes Ye something. You should shark pack something, I think, to his ass.
So like that, I think while all those things were happening, like, you know, Nigeria, so like it was like, I think as a sound, we're building momentum.
Yeah.
As a sound.
Guys, you know, like, if you think about it, from like 2013, this momentum has been very heavy.
Yeah.
2013, Azonto. Now, yeah. Big Azonto was like white people everywhere. 2014, Skilewu.
Yeah. In London, man.
Skilewu was insane. 2015, Shoki. I think Shoki now.
Yeah, like Shoki, but like Shoki didn't.
Shoki?
Like it was.
Yeah, Shoki was
around us. Like it blew nationwide, but like I don't know if it blew worldwide.
Shoki blew worldwide late. Like very. They know one move. Everybody knows that one move. That one, yeah. 2, 3. Yeah, everybody knows that one move.
I think that's when many Nigerians, like the whole. Around that period, like culture wise, too, I think that's when the whole, like, there are Nigerians abroad, the whole thing started, yeah, like blowing. And then I was like, see like guys like Oyemi coming out, yeah, like all these Nigerians that abroad.
Yeah,
so like, so I think it was not just the music, I think it was like culture wise, like everything, yeah, just everything started moving forward. Nigerian Jollof, that was when it was missionary, Nigerian Jollof, Ghana Jollof, it was competing for who gave one recognition.
You think actually what you say actually makes so much sense, because you said it was more of the African culture exploding.
Yeah, it was exploding. Not just,
if you think about it, our movies, look at Nollywood.
Like we're
now with Netflix, bro. Look, like,
yeah, actually.
Do you get? Before if you hear Netflix Nigeria film, how? Like when we've had the first one, like everybody literally congratulated her. She was even a veteran, Genevieve.
Christ.
Like it took, like, Genevieve.
Never, you forgot half of Yellowstone.
Guy of Yellow Soul was like such a banger.
There were so many Nigerian actors they could have used now, like, because like half the cast were from US, and then this Chiwetel Ejiofor guy from 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
So like there were not even Nigerian people like that.
Yeah.
So like for them to put Genevieve with those people, Yeah, I don't know, actually, like, there are so many aspects. Let's just do Afrobeat. Yeah. Like that entire period was so many things actually contributed. So okay, with Kichu, they have food. Okay, awesome. What about their movies? What are the movies like? Who's acting there? Who's then?
Yeah.
What about their music? What's their music like?
And everything. And then the music was not even changing. Everything complements each other. Yeah. Music, food, movies. Like, you're just having a good time. You're chilling.
Just wow. Just really selling the culture.
But fuck the government. So. I don't want to go into that place like right now. So as we all recognize, like, things are happening, man. And like, before, in the next 5 years, only God, like, I can't even predict what is going to happen. You get like, if with the pace is growing, and like it has been growing, it's not like, you know, there are some things that are just be everywhere then to die.
Yeah.
The same way it came up.
But like, it's going with like some
very gradually. Like, the biggest people in the world are now tuned in. Like, they're like, okay, let's see what they have to say. So this is like the world looking for you, looking at you. Like, okay, it's not like some random hit you just hear everywhere. I mean, like, the song just stuck into your head. I mean, it's a hit though, but like, the song came and got to you, and like, you just heard it everywhere and you just liked it. Not even that you liked it, you didn't even notice when you liked it. Some songs are like that. So I feel like Afrobeats might compete, like, because the music is getting better, bro. Rema, if you listen to Rema's music, if you listen to this Made in Lagos, like, the music, the sound is very
refined. It's like world standard
sweet.
Now.
Like, you get the sound, the production is very, very, very good. But like, I feel it will even get better. And that is when we get to that point, with the way we have been growing, if we should get to something better than this, the whole culture should have a better year than this. Like 3-4 times. Mm. Bro, don't worry. Afrobeats is gone. Cause like, everybody, this is like the chance. Oh yeah, if you don't fumble, you get like, I actually don't feel like going to fumble. That's just why.
Everybody's like, they're trying so hard to like keep it going. Like,
yeah.
I mean, Made in Lagos story is already like almost over. And, like, Whiskey's already like talking about like Made in Lagos. Let's go.
The thing about Whiskey there, but Made in Lagos story is not over, Sha.
Okay.
But it's not about Whiskey. Is Whiskey started talking about Made in Lagos 3 years ago, 2017. I'm not even joking. Like, they said the name Made in Lagos. So the fact that he say, I said Molo, this man, I cannot trust him. Do you understand? I cannot trust him. I'm not even joking.
So I think Burna is more consistent.
Burna, bro, Burna, the next album Burna is dropping. You guys are going to see. Don't worry. You know, but I don't think people have noticed what Burna Boy is doing. Burna Boy dropped one question with Don Jazzy, dropped that trap song.
With
like
apology.
These are like two completely different sides of fans that he's feeding right now, trying to prepare them for. I'm serious.
What's coming?
He's just, because obviously he knows in America, the truth is, as a black guy, if your music sounds close to what rap sounds like, the people who like it, like, yeah, the black community will embrace it. You get so, and I feel that's what Burna Boy is. Obviously, it's that song was like yeah, he's trying to tap into that place too.
So he's becoming a world musician,
bro. Burna Boy is doing everything. Like, Burna Boy is doing stadiums everywhere. Like, he doesn't even, the thing about it is that he doesn't even really care if he feels out. He just knows that Misha is that place me I want. And people will turn up. It's thousands, 70,000 people will turn up and sell the shit out, bro.
And he actually, and he gives them a show.
Look at that
transition that went viral. Like, was it like 2 weeks ago? Boy.
That transition was cool. But like, the guy was like, kill me.
what I'm saying is, like, obviously not there yet now, but like, like, he's already like trying to give his audience an experience. It's no longer we're transcending that era of oh yeah, now perform and let me just lip sync my jam.
DJ Blaze.
DJ Bata is a live band at the back there, just supporting the
live band.
Yeah, maybe there's a DJ one side. That's yeah. It. That's it. Like
backup said no do. Just come do your 4 minutes, 5 minutes, Japa.
Headies.
But now the concepts have changed. That's now people saying, are like, building. But now yeah, building
stage.
Gorilla, a gorilla. Can you imagine? Like, bro, like, which kind of difference is this?
Guys, no, it's mad. Difference like, and I think, like, see, forget it, too. Forget, as far as branding, and, like, controlling the narrative, and building your general brand as an artist, I think he's at the forefront in Nigeria.
Who?
Burna Boy. See that his cartoon that he has?
Burna Boy's brand is very, very strong right now. Like he became... I don't know how. I don't know when. But Burna Boy's brand has become very strong.
Serious moves, man.
Like Dior, like moves. Beats by Dre, like... like, these are not... It's not even in Africa again. It's like the biggest companies in the world. It's not even doing Pepsi. Okay, wait. Let's see. I think Pepsi is actually a massive...
It's a massive brand. Like,
but like, it depends on which Pepsi is signing. Is it Pepsi Nigeria you're signing with, or is it Pepsi World? Same one that Kylie Jenner is inside, you know? Cause in your own. Kylie Jenner cares. She doesn't even know who you are. People are not the same Pepsi. But like when you're, and I think that's the level like Burna Boy has actually gotten to. When he's fucking with the biggest companies in the world. Where like, see this Ballon d'Or song now. As he dropped it, Spotify, like all the complex, like all the who is who, talked about it immediately. Like that's the level Burna Boy is at now. Burna Boy, he's, you know, we actually, funny enough, both of them are doing concerts this December.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, which what were you? Actually, everybody's doing. Buju is doing. Thames is doing.
Like,
Black Boys.
Because this was everybody's here.
Fireboy's doing.
So many people released at the same. Like every, I think I don't know. Like. It was just back to back. There wasn't everybody
any time.
Had something that they were just mad. It was,
everybody is eating at the same time, like you get.
Like this has happened before. This has happened. I'm serious, man. Like there are so many things out now. It's crazy. And like everybody's having their own
guy, Amari.
Christ.
Have you seen Amari?
Christ, man.
Do you actually know what
I mean? Yeah, like Kali Uchis.
Yes. Billboard, bro. Amari has like 13 million monthly listeners. That's more than Wizkid. And like that's like the like close to the, I think that should be the peak before CK extended it. That was like 13 million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I think she's the close second.
Guy, what?
She's the close second.
Bro, that song is massive. About almost Shazam song in the US. Like, you get, like, Amari is. And like, me, I'm happy, because normally, be like say she didn't rep Nigeria. I didn't want to say it, but us two are repping our bad guy. People like, they don't have problem. We love Amari.
It was like 3 months ago I found she was Ghanaian.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. My head she was just like, you know, this one of these Nigerian babies now. With like Odunsi and this other guy before.
Yeah.
Like that was just thought. She was just a Nigerian babe. I didn't even think about it too much. Christ.
Yeah, that's Amari's. Like, do you see that Range Rover? Bro, that's like, that's when I knew that, this babe is bad. Because normally you feel like, okay, she's like bad bitch, self-acclaimed bad bitch, yeah. You know, blah, blah, blah. Like, she's always, you know that she's okay. I like this babe, like, she's cool. But, like, when that car dropped, like, that's not like, oh, now I see what you're saying. Now I'm on your wavelength.
She's more than right, bro.
Yeah, so which concert will you go to this December? Like, what will be your top five as things stand right now? We go for Siki.
Siki, I don't know if I'll go for.
Guys,
Siki,
do you see Siki in the Utsu when Whiskey brought him out?
Yeah, I did.
That he brought his guitar.
He's
like, I don't know the vibe I'm in. It's not that there's anything bad with the guitar, but like,
just drop it for now.
I don't know. Maybe he's trying to fit.
Like my
one, you know, it's with Warner. So like Warner, they already tell him like, bro, this is how your image should be. This is, you are quite catering to like white, a white audience, basically. Let me just say it like that. So like, it will be easier for them to understand you through this angle, yeah. Your guitar, something that they know. They'll be like, oh, he's an African songwriter, an African singer. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's not like, but I think they are actually clashing with his branding, to be honest. Because CK says he does emo Afro beats.
Yeah, that was said.
Like emo, that's emo niggas don't know guitar, bro. No person mind you. I'm not joking. Emo niggas don't know guitar, bro.
I mean, like, it could be a twisted type of emo, right?
Bro, they don't twisted it too. Or twist
like, they can be some better.
Or twist it. CK. I like CK, but like, I prefer. But that's just me. We'll go to, I don't know what you think.
Okay.
Tell me. This period, I want to like thoroughly enjoy myself. Do you get?
Okay.
Like if I go to a concert, I want to dance. And like vibe, even like, if I don't body. Even if like I don't I will not like go so crazy. Like everybody should just be, the whole crowd should be very responsive, very agile. Bangers, bro. Bangers on bangers. Let's just be singing the bangers. They call just they bring out different niggas, but just they drop bangers. That kind of thing. So for me, before I go to CK, I'll go for Buju. But like, who is your top five, though?
Number one is the drag between Wiz and Burna.
Are you serious? Wiz and Burna. Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
I mean, like, Burna, the experience, I mean, it's probably different. Who knows now, but like Wiz, man.
Yeah, Wiz is Wiz and Burna is Burna. So I understand what you mean. Like, I understand your problem. I understand the dilemma you're in right now.
This guy's concert already happened. It happened yesterday night, Robbie.
Who?
World.
World.
He went first. He went first, no?
Where did he perform?
I forgot.
Is it like Lagos, Abuja?
No, Lagos here. Oh, sure. You're on the island. Like, can't remember the place.
Was it like in the... Is it... When was it?
Like... Yes. I think it was yesterday, like overnight, no. So,
okay, I'm not. Like, I know, like, I'm not really been on Twitter, so I don't. Really know.
Like, it's like that one's like he went first, so like, I don't.
That's cool now. Like, obviously, World, everybody likes World now. Everybody knows World is very good. Like, World has bangers. World has hits. You get so. I don't have issue with that actually.
Okay.
So who's your number two?
I'm guessing Buju.
Buju. Yeah, Buju is hard.
Like, there's some songs I would just want to hear.
Yeah.
There's some songs I hope he performs. Like,
yeah.
Like, my relationship with Buju's sound is somehow. Like, I love, my number one Buju song is So Lovely.
Guys, So Lovely is a banger, bro. So Lovely is a banger. I don't know why it was slept on. Like, I really don't know. Maybe I don't know. That's the thing about Buju. Yeah, Buju's singles don't do as good as his features. Yeah. Even though some of his singles might be better or just, I like, at least it deserves the same amount of love. Last, but we all know they are better. You understand? So it's not. I'm not understanding why people are ignoring the singles. I like. She loves the features. But it's calm. Buju.
Okay. Buju. Who else has concert this time?
I think basically everybody has. Pretty Boy Dio has a concert.
When?
I can't remember, but honestly, I would like to go to Pretty Boy Dio concert.
I would like that's an experience I want to have. Because
yeah,
like,
major one.
Like, on my Spotify rap is my number two artist, man.
Ah, that's crazy. Okay, I listen to him a lot. That's his album. Protect My Steps, guy. Damn, no more.
Like, I even have a video that's coming up. Like, that's based on like serious Pretty Boy Dio vibes. Like, the whole time I was like thinking of the idea. So it's Pretty Boy Dio the whole time.
Okay, that's actually like, I have an imagination of what it would look like and like how it would feel. Do you get?
Nah, it's really mad.
So
really mad.
So your number. 4 and 5.
Who else is out this time? Who else is out this time?
Just imagine everybody.
Black Bones is out.
Imagine everybody's out, cause everybody will perform. True. Just that you don't know yet. So just imagine everybody's out. Cause so many people had hits. Obviously, I don't know what to chop. Yeah.
Black Bones. Black Bones.
Black was over Buju.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Okay.
No, no, no.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of the guy. Like, I like.
No. It's calm. It's calm. I'm just like, whoa. That's loud.
I like his general. Like, he's really trying, guy. The guy is really trying.
He's doing what. Whatever anybody can do, Black Bones is doing. Yeah, do you understand?
Very, 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 very smart, resourceful guy. Shout out, Black Bones of Abuja. Yeah.
So that's Bona Whiskey first. What's your number two? Is it Black Bones now?
Now that I think about it. Bona Whiz.
Bona Whiz.
Black Bones, Buju.
Black Bones, Buju. Who is number five? Guys, number five. It was interesting, actually.
Number five.
Because they have called very strong names, actually. Who's your number five?
Number five. Who else this time?
Imagine everybody's out. Who'll be your number five?
I guess Davido.
Oh, Davido.
Like, I've actually never been to Davido concert. I would want to Davido concert because I just want to. I've never experienced something like that before. Like, yeah, I'm not like, on normal day, I'm not a fan of this Davido. I'm a fan of, like, Gobe Davido.
Oh. Okay, but, like, what's the difference, though? Like, is there really a difference?
There's a big difference, man.
Gobe, like, Davido.
Yeah, cheesy.
For Davido.
Yeah, cheesy.
Oh, yeah, cheesy.
Yeah, cheesy.
Okay,
the sound was more.
Okay, I see.
Like, the sound fits
I get. Yes.
The sound fits him.
When you listen to the beats, like, you know that, like, this is Davido. Like, you can see Davido. Like, just performing. What about it? That's the first song that came to my head. That song is such a banger. Bro.
Christ!
Guy.
Like, I don't, I'm not really fan of this.
Guy, Davido.
Slow Davido, man.
Guy, like, that's what that guy top five is very strong. Bona Whiz, Black Bones, Buju, Davido. My own top five. I think Bona is still at the top.
As far as Bona is at the top for me,
Bona, I need to watch him perform anybody, guy. And on the low, those two songs I must see. Guy, anybody, that energy, I want to break somebody's head. Since it's more is annoying, we have to bust somebody's head.
So what song would I be looking forward to? Bona.
What?
I'm thinking. What, like,
okay, so, like, what song you, like, play, Abi?
What song you play? What song I'm looking for? Like, I love Oyeka so much.
Guy, Oyeka too is another
alarm
one.
Clock. Fuck.
Guy, alarm clock is another one. Guy, like, it pains me to now that Bona wasted that song. Like, just do the. I know there's a full version. I know.
Oh God.
Why did he put?
Is that alarm clock? No. What is that time? This song is too short, guys. It's too fucking short.
Then Diddy was just talking. That's it. Because of that, I didn't have a problem with Diddy's voice before, but because of that, I was like, I have interest. I was just the best.
Too short. Christ.
Bro, that song. Ah, it's that good. Song.
It's good. Like, I feel like personally, I feel like that song.
Like, it sounds like what will scatter everywhere. Like, at any time you drop it, it sounds like.
Like, it carries that gorilla vibe.
Yes!
That gorilla vibe.
It sounds like a Bona banger. Like, if you're looking for a Bona banger and you hear that song, bro, you know that guy, this guy will stay this song. Guy, Alarm Clock. I like to see that song live. Bro. I like to see that song live.
Like, you paid me that they didn't make a video, but then, like, I mean, the song
guy,
is short
they
now.
Even.
They're going, like,
guy, and the song, it tried, dude.
Yeah, it retried.
Like, if you look at the numbers it was able to pull, despite being like 30 seconds long.
No, like one minute plus. Like,
no, I mean the actual singing.
The actual singing?
Yes.
No, I think it was like
this, you know, Gigi was talking. Yeah,
59,
you know,
59 seconds.
You know your greatness. Like, blah 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 blah.
Brother, no.
Like, I want to see. I want to see where you're coming from. Like, that's it.
Wake up! Oh! Fam, like, yeah, I started this jam before. What's this? That was good.
God, I'm dying. No, I'm dying.
Alarm clock, definitely. What? Alarm clock. Before you can say alarm clock.
Then anybody alarm clock, like it's high on my
pull up is something like I'll look forward to like towards the end. Not at the beginning. Or if like maybe like a warm up track. To warm us up, like okay.
No, I think I prefer it towards the end.
Towards the end, Abby?
Yeah, because like it perfectly like sets it up for then for me, Bonner. I want to see Wiz, like that's just
Wiz is their show.
I just want to see Wiz. I don't have any reason apart from I just want to see Wiz. Like he's Wiz. There's no more reason again. Do you understand? So and like songs I'm looking for, guy, True Love will be a banger. I want him to do some of his old songs. Karu, bro, guy, Karu will scatter my brain.
Actually,
bro.
Like I loved
Karu. Show you the money, bro.
There was this energy that his performances had.
Yeah, so, okay. I get what you mean.
Like now he's big, crazy.
Now
like,
the music is good, dude, but like the energy has changed. We want that. That's what struggling.
Like I think that's what they're trying to do now with this new track with Bonner now. Christ, man.
Oh, that track is solid. That track.
Like he's trying to like show that. Okay, wait, I'm still here.
Yeah, that track is very solid. I like that. I might even be down to see him perform his verse in that track.
Like, I think it's
with guy Rema. For me, bro, I want to see Rema.
Rema is on this December.
I don't know. I think he's doing one Pepsi something.
With Ayasta.
Yeah, Ayasta, Whiskey, some of them like that. All these Pepsi ambassadors.
Sure. Okay.
He should be doing. Everybody's doing their show. Fireboy too is doing the show. Joe Boy. I think Joe Boy did the show like yesterday too.
Same time as well.
I don't know. I saw somebody at a Joe Boy concert. One girl, you know, is I can't remember.
Yeah, what I saw someone snap. Like,
Joe Boy Live or something like that. Right. Yeah.
I wasn't like.
So, that one, Rema, bro, I need the Rema concert, man. Too many bangers I've not seen live. Like, I can't even, man. Rema.
And he has energy.
Okay, Rema,
he brings
the
energy,
man.
Guys. Like, he has his aesthetic already now. So, like, he has obviously a poor cheat now when he's performing now. Yeah.
I like to see. Who else would I like to see? I might like to see Pretty Boy, but I'm not sure I want to put him in my like top five.
Nah, Pretty Boy is it though? Then in Pretty Boy.
No, he didn't. Oh, you named him some sort of, but like he's not in your top five.
Okay, scrap the video, Pretty Boy.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So Bonner wins.
Then if I can't get like the thing about me, I also want to. If I can't get somebody else perform two songs out of. I want to go for Bad Boy. Like if Bad Boy teams can perform Move, Zinoleski, I think I'll go for a Zinoleski concert. I won't lie, Zinoleski, I think I'll go for a concert.
Yeah,
so you perform.
Has, like I'm not.
Like Zinoleski has bangers after bangers. Like I don't know, this boy is too hot.
So you like when I'm writing performances, I would love to see. Like I'm not just writing the jam, I'm writing like. Like the energy that like those people bring already.
Yeah.
That's why I'm reading too. That's why I feel.
Yeah, that's why Rema is in my this thing now. Rema is I need to see Rema. Like I need Omalay too. Omalay has
vibe.
Guys, yeah. Then if I can see a star perform Blue Samaritan, I'm okay. I'm not joking, I'm okay. That song
she's trying now. She's
like
trying.
Bro, do you know what Amari I say Amari. What's her name again?
Ayasta.
I got like what Ayasta is doing. Like, you know, female. I don't think there's a female 19-year-old that's had in Afrobeats. That's like, had this type of success.
Used to be Thames.
No, Thames' success was not like this, bro.
Yeah, it wasn't, but like.
Thames was like that undergroundish street, undergroundish mainstream hits. Niggas, try me. Chami was on the charts, but like it was like 50 something at best, 30 something.
Trusha,
like
Trusha.
The main songs, themes. But Ayasta has already gotten there, bro. Ayasta has. Now, like, she got there. You know, there's now a new blueprint. After teams, they created a new blueprint.
Yeah.
That this person is using. I mean, I start using it sometimes. I don't lie. Gyaki uses it. This new babe, Fave. Like, it's not that they use it, but they sound a certain way. There's no,
there's no Afrobeats
like female musician that's dropping like bangers. You get
everybody's like Tiwa dropped somebody.
Actually, Tiwa low key, people are trying to remove her from their head, but Tiwa said no, like. That somebody's son is doing numbers.
Doing numbers among, I mean, there's a target audience.
Even what's that politician song?
Kuruba.
Yeah, they call that
prostitution.
Yeah, that song is such a funny song, dude, because she dropped that song and said, "We don't like your German. She be that national budget." I mean, the money day for pocket. She actually has some budget,
like there's this. I like what she does. I like what she does sometimes when she does it right. Like, see what this is, hit or miss, but like, I love what she does.
No, but Tiwa, I don't know. The public, I think something happened with her relationship with Whiskey. Like after that fever era.
Even after the fever era. Even up until, I think like. Pre-made in Lagos, they were still together now. Very close to like made in Lagos. They were still like around the time that video came out. That video came out that they were performing together and like she like gave him ass and it was like they did that cross sign. Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
No, that was it. Like the video like was it used to be viral on Insta blog and all these sites. So like they were still together up until that time. Like very close to like made in Lagos era now, because like 2020, they were still hanging out, I think.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Like, I don't
maybe,
know.
I think so. Maybe, probably.
I don't know what happened.
But I think...
Because she didn't put him on the album she released before this one.
Yeah.
She put Davido, she put Naya Marley.
Yeah.
She put...
But, like, I don't think that one really means much like that.
So. I mean, come on now.
How many people can she put on an album?
I mean...
But like obviously Wizkid's feature would be very, is that what I'm saying? A very good feature. But like no, it's not necessarily everybody that wants a Wizkid feature.
I feel like they would have collaborated.
Or like maybe he's just busy, maybe she's busy, like who knows?
Yeah, but come on, like it was obvious that a Wiz and Tiwa track was a hit. Like they were a tag team. Get like so like come on, it's all about their careers now.
Facts.
So, facts. Come on.
So, who else I want, actually? Let me think of just an artist that I really want to see him perform. Can I leave? No. I can't leave Afrobeat. Because honestly, recently I've been listening to more rap, like hard rap. Yeah.
Like what kind?
Well, like, see, if they can do a concert, why Malian? Okay, Malian first. Can I count Malian first as one? Like, Malian first is in my top five that I want to go to. I'm not even capping, like, easily in my top five. Coming, first time in America, Nyamali's. I mean, Zuleski's Nyamali.
Zuleski. I think Belashmara probably be there, though.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Mobad is doing crazy things. Now, obviously, like, if anywhere Nyamali is, first of all, is sold out. Like, it's going to be a crazy cruise. Then, plus Zeno, plus Mubad. God, the cruise will be too mad. So, yeah, that one is my top five. Okay. So, Burner, Wizkid, Rema, Malian first.
Okay.
Who is my number five?
What about Pretty Boy? Fire Boy.
Ah, guy, Fireboy, damn, that's the Fireboy. Guy, you know Siri? Guy, that song is infectious. Guy, it's Siri.
Siri,
the best. I don't be remember. Guy, that Siri, bro. The song is like when you're hearing that guitar. Guy, the song is too
first time I heard. I can't even believe. First time I heard, like, we're like, I finished the job. we need to drop. So like we're just hanging out, like we're somewhere to just, you know, just chill now. So like we're just drinking now. And then the guy, he brought his like speaker. And that was I think 2020. I think it was the end of 2020 now.
Yeah.
And that was our way. Who be this?
Guy, like that song is such a banger.
Who be this?
As that through, then the bass.
It's Kelpie Van. It's Kelpie Van. Where is today? Kelpie Van is gone. It's been a minute. I got Kelpie.
Yeah, like, that song was
Christ.
Was mad. Like he's mad. Yeah, that's why, as I said, the tattoo too. Hey.
Fireboy,
you got tattoo.
And, like it caters to a lot of sounds. Like you know that is Apollo album. Mm. There's this song there. What's the name?
How was Apollo Joe?
Apollo was like, I think he didn't. It's underrated.
Yeah, me. I think it's underrated.
I think there's some sleeper hits there. Like yeah, I don't know. Maybe you get the CK treatment. Maybe 2 years later or something. I don't know.
I think it's underrated.
But like, it's an underrated album. They're like there's a variety of sounds there.
Yeah.
Like there's
always tickets. Always.
Christ.
Even remember Love Tears and Goosebumps.
Guys,
that album was insane. Like that was the most insane thing people have seen in a while. Christ. One album, bro. That
like everybody still say that you can't top it, but I feel like you can.
I feel like you can. I know you can, cause that guy's good. Like he's very, very good. And like he's working, man.
There's a consistency quality.
Yeah, exactly. Consistency quality.
No. Okay, Fireboy track. No.
The Fireboy is in my, some people have to share that number 5 spot. Fireboy will share it with Omali too. Good music, man. Fireboy, Omali, and
I feel like Omali makes like his songs are hit too.
Yeah.
But like they are gifts that keep on giving.
Oh yeah, that's the same way I feel about this new Wizkid Ballon d'Or song.
Christ, man. Like if you just go back and you get something
listening
else,
and like the song keeps getting better somehow.
Like, what?
The thing just is like you won't even notice when you've played it like start playing it, it's like entered your playlist like permanently. You get
sometimes you might even like forget to
yeah.
You just like, guy, this jam, what? Why did I? Oh, guy, Omali makes
Omali. Who else? Who's my last person? Omali, I don't know. Let's just leave it like that. Let's add Pretty Boy.
Okay, fair.
Fireboy.
Fair.
Omali, Pretty Boy. Any of them. If I get any of them as my number 5, I'm very happy. You get?
Okay, that's fine. That's true.
Okay, so yeah, man, that's it. How? Do you have, which concerts are you planning on going to? Now we know your top 5. Which concerts are you?
I think I'd actually
because we can confirm that there's a Burner show, there's a Wiz show. I feel strongly that there will be a Davido show.
There should be a Davido show. He has that song.
Blackbone too should have a Nigeria show. That's like, yeah. Why would he have a Nigeria show?
If he doesn't have a Nigeria show, then he's performing somewhere. He has capitalized on that. Whatever now, on his new growth now.
Yeah.
Guy was in 0-2-2.
Yeah, he was in 0-2.
So yeah, like was crazy,
you get.
Was 0-2-D was 0-2-D
Bella Schmoda, bro. I miss Bella Schmoda. I'll just add it to my list.
I mentioned his name before now.
Damn. No, I miss Bella Schmoda.
Have you heard that Terry that Terry song with Bella Schmoda and Bad?
Guy, that song is good.
From the beats.
Yeah, that beat is mad. Like,
there's no melody. It's just percussion.
Bro, the song is
guy. It's like bouncing and it's just.
The song is a banger. Yeah, that one is hard.
That song is hard.
That one is hard.
Terry knew what I was doing. Terry knew what
that
I was
one
doing.
Was hard. Yeah, everybody killed this. Mubad killed. You know, like Mubad.
I was just
outstanding guy. So, that's it too.
Bella Schmoda.
No. Yeah, that's crazy.
The guy's vibe. Guy's serious vibe.
So Terracotta, now we've talked about music. Let's talk about you.
Okay.
So what do you feel like, what do you feel is the next big thing?
How do you mean?
Like, I mean, there's a certain barrier that we are going to cross, or like that we have to cross, that will, like, the pockets, the accounts of that sector are about to explode. Like, the amount of money that's about to enter that,
NFTs.
Like,
this,
and not really NFTs.
Are you sure?
Like,
crypto, I mean, generally.
No, I mean, I actually mean like Nigerian.
Oh, Nigerian.
Nigerian, like, creative space.
Oh.
I feel like there's a level we're about to cross. Like, maybe a new type of movie, maybe some kind of new song structure, like some kind of sound. You know, Rema brought this Indian sound. Like, this, somebody else brought their own sound. Do you understand? So, what do you think? Like, just.
I think it'd be hard for me to. What sound?
You know, not even sound. Like, just what. Where do you think we'll explode? Like, will we see maybe like a DSTV, an African subscriptions company that's as big as maybe Netflix or something? Like, that kind, those kind of, those,
like,
kind,
you know,
of
Nigerian exports.
Yeah.
All that aspects can, yeah, Nigerian export from.
Honestly, I feel the Afrobeat is still going to go. It's going to be the biggest, to be honest.
But, like, something else, like, I think many things are moving at the same time, because, like, for, like, we've said it, like, the world is finally listening to Africa to say now.
Yeah.
Like, now everybody's trying to, like, see Burger King came here when?
Yeah, Burger King, you're going to suffer.
I mean, like, like, now there's hype now. Like, what I'm saying is that, like, it's like, good or bad, it's a sign that, like, people are actually looking here.
Yeah. True.
Like, okay, what's actually going down in this place?
True.
Like, I hope they don't run to Ghana.
No, they won't run,
like,
to Ghana.
I think, is that what Twitter did?
Twitter ran to Ghana because they were suing the man.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I hope.
The man. I'm a dropper. Say, God forbid. I drop my pass. Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, I'm just afraid that, like, if they come too much and everything just gets spot like that. But, like, I think our movies haven't really gotten there yet.
Like, I think now our movies
not yet.
They are still too, like, we're still in a closed box. Like, we're still making music for. Sorry, movies for each other. Do you get?
Yeah.
We're not making for the world. Like, yes.
We're not actually sharing ideas, universal ideas.
I don't think.
And
I don't know how to
technique explain, from technique,
yeah.
From technique to the screenwriting itself. The,
we're not putting
the,
that worldwide. We know what is worldwide, but we are not getting it.
Yeah.
That's just it. I won't.
But, like, I think it's coming. It's coming because, like, there are like people are being exposed every day now. There are so many people, too many, like, everybody knows everything now. Pop culture, like, you have, like, this extensive knowledge. So, like, we the young people now, like, we're already, like, you know, there are, like, film festivals everywhere, Lagos, ABJ, different types of festivals. And, like,
yeah.
Like, there was one someone was telling me about, like, last week. And, like, they had, like, a list of kind of movies they want. So, like, don't bother, like, if you're coming with your chicken, come and bring my biscuits. You get,
like,
so, like,
bounce,
like, artistic shit. Like, they want you to bring, they want you to actually, like, tell a story and, like,
yeah, like, bring
something,
put a bar to your work.
You get what I'm saying? So, like, there's this, like, exposure now, like, this general exposure. I think that it's coming. Like, it's slow, but, like, it's coming. But obviously, now, budgetary concerns now. But, like,
yeah.
People are now, like, using creativity to, like, transcend,
to, like, block some,
you know,
some problems, some holes.
As
in, it's to, like,
yeah,
cover,
I'm saying,
those
holes. We don't have budget. our actor is talking like this. What are you saying now? So, like, we're being creative now. We're figuring it out now. Like, everybody's online. Everybody's knowing what's going on out there. So, like,
yeah,
I think it's slow. It's coming along. So, like I said, now, but, like, it's coming. I think that's the next big thing.
Okay.
Because they're already looking at our songs. The next thing will be movies.
Yeah, of course.
Next
so,
thing
what do you have planned? How do you intend to tap into this space?
I actually do intend to tap into this space. you have no idea, because like at the end of the day now, it's one thing to be a videographer. Oh, he makes videos, but like, it's another thing to like, I actually want to be a filmmaker, not terracotta videographer. Like 5 years from now, terracotta videographer. No, but like I actually want to like make films. I want to like give people an experience. So like apart from like, you know, the normal video jobs I do now, I'm like trying to build my own personal content. Like maybe start on Instagram.
So we should expect hot soon. expect. There you have it, guys. He said expect something hot soon. You guys check him out, Terracotta on Instagram and at Emmanuel SC on Twitter. So that's today's episode, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Share, like, wait, there's no like here. Well, share. Remember, guys, you can tag us on anything, like anything you need answers on, anything you thought we said, or anything you thought we missed, or even the one with the vex you said. You can tell us. Let us fight in that comment section. Let me cover my shirt. So yeah, you guys can tell us. That was episode 2. Remember to take episode 100 streams. Share that on 2. So that's today's episode, guys. See you next time on Doing It for the Family podcast. Peace out from me and peace out from Terracotta.
Yo, peace out.
Peace out, guys.